I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
I can't think of anything.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, Mardi Gras stylies, my boy?
I'm throwing the beads over here.
Hey.
Okay, throwing the beads, that sounds good, but why would You Can Call Me Out by... So Paul Simon's a New Yorker, and then he made a South Africa-themed album. I just don't see why that song...
I just feel like those horns are
the horns,
Mardi Gras stylies.
You're right. When you're right, you're right.
to me, I've never been to Mardi Gras.
All we ever see is a sax, but I'm hearing brass in there.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Mm-hmm. Sure. You don't think that Chevy Chase was really playing that saxophone in that music video?
Hey, did you know Chevy Chase was the drummer in
Steely Dan
for a little bit? Like the early, before they were like making records and stuff,
yeah,
I guess.
Because he went to Bard, and they went to Bard.
Bard?
You went to Bard.
Let's see. Okay, that checks out.
Yeah. We should go to Bard, huh? I did an open house. I took a little tour of Bard one time, but I said, no, Ithaca College for me.
I'm going to say Bard is in Maine. Am I right?
Hudson Valley, New York. Upstate. Ooh.
What am I thinking of?
You're probably thinking of a lobster trap.
Yes. Yes, yes. The one I couldn't get into.
Trying to get in.
Oh, guys, you know, we a little update. We did the horse neck last week.
Did we ever? Delicious.
Oh, yeah. And I on that episode, I claimed when I had people over, I was going to make that because it's a fun, easy drink. I had people over for the Super Bowl. I did that. I'm making drinks for them.
Did they like it?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I learned, what I couldn't articulate, Tim, why it's not a 5-star Stone Cold Classic for me.
Oh, yeah, Stone Cold Classic's bad.
Sure.
Is in a mixing scenario, in a mixology scenario, I'm always going ginger beer over ale. Give me that sweet, give me that spice, give me that carbonation.
Everything nice.
I bet you if I made a horse's neck with beer instead of ale, it would be 5 stars for me.
Of course, ginger beer is going to be better than ginger ale, but don't you like the ease? Don't you like the idea that
not
you could just...
of course.
Tim, no.
Take that gun and a little bit of...
And you're like, that's not a given. That's not a given. I'm an ale over beer freak.
Okay,
fanatic.
But what do you like better? Ginger ale from the gun or Angostura bitters?
Or do you like a little psh?
Oh, yeah. Is that the gingy?
That one's Bud Light Next, baby. Our new sponsor.
I couldn't tell.
Forgo the whole thing. How do you do that, Jeff?
You slap your tongue on the bottom of your mouth. And you shape your mouth.
Here's me trying.
Tim, hold on.
Timothy.
Whoa, I was trying
to put your pants on.
Whoops.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hanford, you mentioned the Super Bowl, which was last week, and it felt like they came on real strong with the Bud Light Next promos, and it was funny to me that they were doing that Gen Z thing. They really think the kids weaned on White Claw are going to switch over to Bud Light next.
You're weaned on White Claw.
Right.
When you were weaned on White Claw, now you're on Gin.
For me.
Me.
That's what I drank.
Yeah, man.
Because, you know, you start drinking on the, at the Super Bowl at like 3 p.m. And you're like, well, this is going to go until midnight.
Yeah.
And you're playing it safe. You're playing it safe with the next. It's good. It's a smart move.
Yeah, I got to go easy with it. Surely I'm, when I watch football, I'm looking at the screen, but the information that's on the screen isn't really making its way into my brain, you know? So I got to be careful with the drinks because otherwise I'll just sort of drink myself into a slumber.
I see. I see.
Mm. Yes, Hong Shu.
I was singing a song there, you know, made me think of Mellencamp. Who do you think is Gen Z's Mellencamp?
Gen Z's Mellencamp.
Yeah. Is that Gail, you think?
Probably Jack Harlow.
I think it's Gail.
I think it's Gail. Can't get enough of that golden Gail.
I think to define Gen Z's Mellencamp, we would have to figure out Gen Z's Springsteen and probably Gen Z's, who's the...
Van Morrison, if you're going back that far.
Who's the Detroit Silver Bullet rocker guy that I love?
Seeger.
So maybe Olivia Rodrigo is Seeger, and then Gail can be Mellencamp.
Well, wait, who's the Sprungstein?
Maybe Springsteen's daughter, the horse racer.
Yeah, she probably hums his tunes while she's horse racing around.
Hey, I'm proud of you. Thanks, Dad.
Baby, I was born to run on a horse. Yeah. Run atop a horse. I don't know. It's up to him.
Yep. I just caught a glimpse of myself in my own video square and realized I put this on 12 hours ago and forgot I'm wearing a Mardi Gras shirt, jambalaya. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that. You got the, what's that, shrimp and Tabasco?
Shrimp and Tabasco, and it looks like lemon wedges.
Orange slices?
Yeah. They should be lemon slices, but they're orange. That's kind of weird.
Was this part of the, are those peppers too maybe on there? Fill out some negative space.
It looks like a purple jelly bean.
That's what my, you sound exactly like my urologist. Anyway, the...
What are these two purple jelly beans down here?
Two, Doc, we got a problem. The shirt there, Tim, was that part of your big Depop haul?
It was.
Tabasco haul.
What was funny about my Tabasco haul was...
Did that come from Sopranos? Because I saw Tony in a Tabasco shirt at one point.
Well, that's what inspired it, right? I saw that episode of The Sopranos and said, that's a great shirt. Then I looked online and I saw there was even like blog posts about what a great shirt that was, but it's a hard shirt to track down. So I thought I would never find the exact shirt. I go on Depop. I order a bunch of Tabasco shirts, like five, thinking I won't get the exact one. I'll get a bunch. And then I eventually found a shirt that was pretty much almost exactly.
That's not it though, right?
This is not it. No, I got one that's just the red chili peppers, but it's still not exactly Tony's, but either way, in my journey to get to the closest one, I ended up with a lot of runners up.
I mean, who would have thought you'd have five or six runners up of Tabasco specific shirts?
These are Tabasco brand, like made by, sold at gift shops at hot sauce stores. But this shirt, usually I like them and I'm happy to have bought them. But this one, this is a big, you know, it's a big, large polo shirt. But then the band on the armband is kind of tight. So it's giving me these blousy sleeves. You see that way? It kind of, the elastic holds on the bicep, and then I have a big ruffle.
You get a big ruffle, a big buncher.
Ruffles have ridges.
What's going to happen this spring when you start getting your beach bod? You know, every spring you're in the gym 6 days a week, pumping, getting ready for the gym.
This is my big concern. I've been hitting the donut shop all day trying to make sure I don't get my beach bod.
Donut. Donut shop. You know, we were talking about donuts back in the fall episodes of this podcast.
Sure.
I really haven't gotten on my donut game.
No?
Oh, the donut game is not strong?
Not strong with this one. I thought I would, but I don't know where any donuts are. I really don't find donut shops easily.
Well, New York is not a donut town, Mike. Maybe head out to Jersey. I've been eating my apple fritters pretty regularly over here at Daily Donut. They're great.
Really? And the armbands are still loose.
I had some of that Colorado donuts on from Eagle Rock.
Oh, aren't those bull testicles?
No.
Anus?
Yeah, anus.
Isn't a Denver oyster like a bull testicle?
Wait, yeah, what is a bull testicle?
A Rocky Mountain oyster.
Rocky Mountain oyster.
Rocky Mountain oyster, yeah. A Colorado donut, please. Oh, sir.
Remember we used to sometimes go to California Donuts at like 4 a.m. in Hollywood when the donuts were still hot? Because Allison lived right by California Donuts, and if he had a party, sometimes it'd be like 3:30, and you're like, I'm going to go home. And then you're like, no, you're like, if I wait till 4.
It was like the first they had like just opened, right?
Yeah, they're coming right off a conveyor belt, and they're so good. Whew.
It's early enough. There's not a lot of customers around, so they let you lie down and just let them all go in your
mouth. They feed them right into your mouth.
They hit you in the forehead.
Most of them, you get a one bite. Most of them kind of hit you in the face.
They roll away.
The glaze is all over your hair.
Oh, well, time to go home and shower.
Well, this sucked.
You know what doesn't suck?
What's that?
Bip, 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 boop, bap.
Bop it!
Ooh. Oh, hell yeah. The Tony Jackson?
Whew. Oh, yeah, baby.
It's booze news, you lovely people.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Hey.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, shit, that was a Sloppy Boys NBC news theme by the Kanger, King Kang, Eric Kang. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys podcast at gmail.com.
That's great. That was a good one. Metal. He might play that. I think he's...
I bet he does. Yeah.
He's a metal. He's a metal guy.
He's a metalhead, and that new... I specifically picked that newsy one because he was doing the NBC news theme for hard-hitting news. For today, because I would say we legitimately have something very cool, guys.
Oh, whoa.
You ready for this?
This is rare. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is us blowing something wide open. I think that there's some small news outlets have sniffed on this, but we're about to go big.
I got something the big news outlets can sniff on. Fuck those guys. They're all corporate owned.
And do you like corporate shit?
Not all the time.
Not particularly.
Not all the time. Okay. Well, later on we'll get into which circumstances you like
when it serves me best.
But recently here in Booze News, guys, we were talking about Fireball. Mike, you love Fireball. You like love to do it. Fireball shots at the end of the night. You like to get the party started.
I like to do them at the beginning of the night.
Beginning of the morning.
Beginning of the morning. Hands get a little shaking when you're having your cereal. A little cinnamon fireball over the top. So I was talking about, I was in upstate New York over Christmas, and my sister and her boyfriend were telling me about how Fireball nips are now available at all the bodegas and the little convenience stores and stuff. And we here were talking about, like, why is that, right? Those little convenience store, those stores in New York, very regimented. You go to liquor for a liquor store, wine for a wine or whatever. And these markets that had just beer were selling beer and then also Fireball. And we were like, did the law change? Was there a new product? What the fuck is going on?
Or is because they are sold in small volumes, is that a contributing factor?
Is it the small little nip? Because it's specifically the nip. I was curious about this, and then Kanger, who made that theme, tagged me in something on our Sloppy Boys Discord, an article from Times Union. So this is like the Albany newspaper, a small upstate news outlet, saying that, yes, a year ago, Fireball actually did put out a different product, and it's a malt version of Fireball. And they're kind of being intentionally deceptive because it looks very much the same,
right?
But they wanted to have something that could be available. So I read this article and then I go, I got Fireball nips in my cabinet. I go in my kitchen. I did honestly actually gasp at this, guys. I reach up into my cabinet, and here is a nip that I bought at a liquor store in California. See that? It says Fireball up top, and then it says cinnamon whiskey.
Yes. What's the proof?
Oh.
And the proof, Jefferson, is...
Oh, the proof's in the pudding.
Alcohol 33% by volume, 66 proof.
Great. Yeah, because they want to do the 666 type
thing. The old Lemieux.
Yes. Fireball cinnamon whiskey. Now, right next to it, guys,
yeah.
I had a nip that I had bought in New York at a bodega.
New York nip.
A New York nip.
Hold it up.
Take a look at this. Fireball cinnamon.
Ah.
So the other one is Fireball cinnamon whiskey. This one is just called Fireball cinnamon.
What's the proof?
And this is... doesn't say that on the front. It says... malt beverage.
Fireball cinnamon and drink.
I'm looking around back. 16%.
30 proof.
16.5%. So 33 proof. So it's half.
Half proof. So, that's like a schnapps.
Yes. And so the distinction is not just, it's not just about your proof, but it's that convenience stores can sell things. They can't sell things that are distilled. They can sell malt products. So they can sell beer, White Claw, and this malt version. And what's very deceptive about it to me is I'm tasting them back to back. And Mike, I wonder if you probably are buying these interchangeably because they're both available by you. But
yeah, I wonder. I can't remember where the last ones I got. Yeah.
I just took a sip of the cinnamon whiskey, and it's got that burn, not just the cinnamon burn, but like also a whiskey burn to it. When I have a taste of the malt one, it's like cinnamony burn and no whiskey burn, and it's like I'm drinking wine or something. It's
it's more like a can. Do they taste? Does one taste more candyish than the other?
Yes, the malt, the malt one is like tastes like it's for kids. You know, it is very gentle cinnamon, and it's crazy because I then Googled around. They said like this is a thing that. This is a little scam a lot of places have been running. Like, there are bottles of wine at gas station that, like, the brand name will be Chardonnay, but it's not Chardonnay wine. You look closely, and it's a malt beverage.
Oh, man,
it's like
that's tricky.
So this also, is a whole tricky. World.
Tim, it's funny you say it's almost like wine, because I'm seeing here on the fireballwhiskey.com frequently asked questions page, it says, somebody asks, how is Fireball Cinnamon different from Fireball Whiskey? And the answer is Fireball Cinnamon products include malt-based and wine-based, currently in Oregon only, alcoholic beverages, whereas Fireball Whiskey is whiskey-based. So what you're drinking is malt-based, but just for Oregon, for those laws, they have a wine-based Fireball Cinnamon.
That's so it's Fireball is just they want to maximize their sales. So whatever the state's deal is, they're like, we'll make a weird little product for your weird little state.
They say that's true about like outlets too, like Gap outlet and J. Crew outlet. You think you're getting discounted versions of the normal stuff, but they're actually designers, and there's a pipeline for lesser quality, let's say, products. Made exactly for the outlets.
No shit.
Is that why you can get like a pair of Levi's jeans and it's like, oh, this fits me well. And then you go to a different store and get the same Levi's number and sizes and stuff. And you're like, hey, this sucks.
Maybe, but Levi's.
I look like a dumbass.
Levi's in particular, I've heard, is just like really, you got to try them on. Like they're all over the place.
You got to try them
on. I used to always wear 501s. And remember when we all lived together.
Yeah, right on top of the BVDs.
Yeah, of course. But then I'd wear a pair of 501s every day, and then the crotch would always blow out in the same spot.
Yeah.
It'd be a little hole, and then ain't no fixing it. You're fine.
ain't no fixing it.
Oh, I was going to say something this about the Fireball. First of all, those are both Fireball brand, right? That they're not doing like a Chardonnay thing. Like it's not a...
Fireball brand, yes.
This is the same company. So the thing I saw in my grocery store in the beer aisle... It was like a Fireball, like a pack of five-ounce bottles. Is that the next size up from like a nip?
Sure.
So I wonder
like
if they...
Like a flask size.
Like a half pint or
flask
something?
Flask size, yeah. But I wonder, I mean, that must have been the malt because they couldn't have sold it then. But why did they go so big?
Well, look at this size. I was curious if I had anything else in my little cabinet that I had bought in New York. And I found that at a bodega, I bought this Southern Comfort SoCo.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking close to the fine print. Malt beverage.
What's the proof? Give me the proof.
I'm not even finding the proof on here, but I'll tell you what. Both of these products, guys, this is great. Fireball brand and SoCo brand, they're both owned and made by what big booze conglomerate? The Sazerac Company.
What? Now, wait a minute.
What the what?
Wow.
This is some real investigative booze news.
Yeah.
It's happening right here. This is
right under your noses.
This is great. This isn't like, oh, look, I tried a new seltzer and I got one. Or, oh, I got, here are the books and TV shows I'm watching. This is good.
Wait, Hanford's Hobbies and Dutton's Delightfuls?
Dutton's Delights. Oh, yeah, is it Delights or Delightful? Delightfuls
Delights,
was
Delights.
The...
Yes. Delightfuls were my turkey burgers.
Oh.
Pre-pod.
What about your Corey's Angels type dancers.
Yeah. Those are just delights also.
Wait, so Dunn's Delightfuls were turkey burgers.
Yeah. That's what Cassidy called my turkey burgers one time.
Yeah, I feel like that was in an email. I remember that. Ooh, some Dutton Delightfuls.
Dutton, you can always count on Jeff for getting a turkey burger or a turkey sandwich going.
Oh, yeah.
He loves tryptophan.
I eat turkey sandwiches most days.
Made with Munster cheese.
Mike, you know me too well.
Yep, I do. And see, I'm going Swiss. Jeff wants Munster.
Tim, what's your cheese, dude?
It's your cheese, man.
American, baby, on a sandwich. American cheese.
American cheese. Now, is that like the singles? Like the Kraft Singale?
Yeah, but not individually wrapped.
Monterey Jack to Cheddar and Bay.
Now, why did you say Singale? You said singles, and then you said Singale.
I'm feeling like, here I'm talking about cheese. I'm asking about cheese. I got to spice it up somehow. what can you do?
You can't do nothing.
Well, is that it for booze news?
Rip it up.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you just kind of make that sound with your mouth?
Yeah.
Not 2 seconds ago?
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell the difference.
That's how fast
anymore.
I am on the keys. Rap, tap, 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 tap,
You got a soundboard there?
Kind of.
You got a soundboard and I soundboard. Come on, let's get into the drink.
you do soundboard. Okay, you want to get into the drink of the day?
Yeah, baby.
Yes. Well.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, let me paint a picture. Ready? It's the spring of 2015.
Love it.
Okay. A young hotshot comedy writer is in New Orleans. Now, this is before he's even received his Emmy nomination. Before he's received his 2 Writers Guild Award nominations.
Mm-hmm.
But
I know
after
who this
his
is.
IFC show was canceled. So he's kind of rambling around.
Yeah. Rudderless.
Rudderless, you know. You know that feeling when your IFC show gets canceled?
Yeah.
You guys know.
And none of your family was in New Orleans at the time? Or this person's family was in New Orleans at the time?
This person, this person's girlfriend, soon to be fiance at the moment, was shooting a YouTube travel show in New Orleans. So this person went there because there was a free hotel room to hang out in.
Yeah.
Sure, but I just do really want to get this question answered about the family. You didn't have any of your male family with you? Okay, so this person was utterless and brotherless. Okay.
Oh, it was a rhyme he was working for.
No, I guess that did rhyme, kind of.
You know what? This person's brother is currently in New Orleans on a trip right now. That's interesting.
Jeff Galpakis is in New Orleans.
Wow, we don't know. There hasn't been the reveal.
Yeah, we don't know it's him.
True.
Okay, so let's go back to this rambling boy.
Yeah.
And on this particular afternoon, he's in the middle of what was soon to be be known as the Great Southern Saunter, an accidental 17-mile stroll.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you know,
I
drunk
think I
on
know who this person
and,
is. I feel like I have it, but yes.
He was hopped up on aphrodisiac oysters and kind of clowning around and accidentally walked 17 miles. But he stops into the Hotel Monteleone.
What a prank.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he got you. He stops in the Hotel Monteleone, like this historic hang of writers, Tennessee Williams, William Faulkner, Truman Capote, and this guy, probably the biggest writer of them all.
Yeah.
He sits at the carousel
by mass
bar.
Alone. Go ahead.
Yes, that's all what right, I meant.
I guess I'm cutting you. Yeah, you're doing a thing here.
The physically largest writer to ever walk into that room.
No mass, no matter.
Album title. He sits at, look, if you've seen Girls Trip, you know the carousel bar, and you know it rotates around where you're drinking. And this guy had heard it's fun because it's like takes 16 minutes to do a lap. It's the perfect amount of time for one round, and he's drinking by himself. So he's like, I want to keep moving, so I'll do a run around here. He looks at the menu and says, I want to get a New Orleans-y thing. And he talks to the bartender and says, what's a New Orleans-y drink to get? And he selects a drink.
Mm.
And I'm here to tell you that that boy was none other than me. And that drink was the Sazerac you've had.
Yes! Wow. Never had.
You've heard.
Never have heard. I've heard.
You've heard.
I've heard the same rudderless, unsupervised writer man would go to hell and back for one of these.
Oh, hey, we should play Tom Collins at the end of this episode.
That'd be nice.
That's got a nice little Sazerac reference.
Yeah, that'll pad things out nicely.
Oh, yeah. People just want minutes, time.
That'll get us to the 60-minute mark.
And 58 with editing.
But what do you guys think when you think of the, I just told you it's a New Orleans-y thing, but does it come up? Do you see it around? Do you have any thoughts about who drinks it and where they drink it and all this shit?
I know Sazerac as a brand, like you mentioned before. I kind of knew it as a brand, and I was surprised that it was a cocktail first and then a brand. I'm not sure if that's true, though. I don't know the history. Hopefully I'll be enlightened, but the...
I will.
It seemed to me like kind of a SoCo brand.
Oh, yeah, because SoCo kind of almost is like a sweet whiskey treat. I'll
like
drink this
like a, something too. That got like something kind of newish, not like that. No, tradition
new age. Yeah.
New age.
Well,
it's not Diageo.
Oh, I wish, my God. Well, here, there's the old story that has kind of been proven to be a myth is a fun one, though. For the Sazerac, it's like the story was that the Peychaud's guy did it. You know, Peychaud's bitters, that kind of that spicy little red little dasher.
Spicy little zinger, yeah.
Spicy little zinger.
Spicy little dasher.
You know, it's kind of, some say it's Angostura's spicy red little zapper cousin.
Yeah.
Peychaud was like a Haitian guy that came to New Orleans, and he made those bitters, and he was like an apothecary, you know, like a drugstore medicine man when there was like no science to any of it. And you just kind of
snake oil, swindling little towns.
Peychaud's bitter was like a snake oil, like a cure all thing. He was selling it at his like the merchant exchange shop, but then he started putting it into cognac and making a drink to give his friends. And then one of his friends started serving it at the Sazerac coffee house. And here's the funny thing. This story that was in a famous cocktail book, it said he served this cocktail in an egg cup. Like if you were eating a poached egg on a little pedestal, egg cups. Now the French word for those egg cups is a cocotier. An American said it wrong. Cocktail. It's the first cocktail.
No.
Is the story.
What?
Okay, this is what you've already said is not the true story.
Well, David Wondrich debunked it, but I'm telling you what everyone thought until a couple of years ago. And then...
crazy.
But then they were saying New Orleans was walking around believing that this was the original cocktail. So then that catches on at some point. He was making it with cognac, and then rye becomes more popular as cognac goes out of style. Then the rye version gets really popular. Then we're talking fucking the James Bond movie Live and Let Die has a scene in New Orleans, and they're drinking Sazeracs, and our buddy Mads Mikkelsen is drinking Sazeracs in another round.
Ah, yes. Our
buddy.
Well, we did an episode of the
movie
with
your friends.
You see the
friend
movie,
the
but
pod,
then you talk
Mads.
About it on the Patreon.
No, I get, but I like applying that to any movie I've seen. Oh, my old pals are on screen today.
Hey, in the French Dispatch, Owen Wilson's character is named Herb Saint Sazerac. Herb Saint is also a liqueur. So ooh, that was like a little
sort of a Gordon Bombay situation.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder if Wes Anderson has seen the Mighty Ducks trilogy and TV show.
Gordon Bombay, that's probably our biggest scoop that you cracked here on the show. Why hasn't that gotten big online?
I don't know.
The character in Mighty Ducks is a drunk and he's named two gin brands.
That's good.
Specifically
that's
gin.
Smart. Yeah, you know, every time when I'm writing stuff and I'm trying to come up with character names, I don't do that deep of a dive. I'm just like, yeah, this person's name is Carol Blimbin. Carol Blimbin is not the character's name.
You laugh at it.
But Gordon Bombay is a good one. Like, you know, they didn't name him Bacardi Captain Morgan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they were subtle.
They could have named him Morgan Bombay, but
well,
Gordon is more of a
it's a good, strong a name. It's stuck name. In my name for 30 years. I haven't seen that movie since it was new.
A lot of good names in there. Kenny Wu, the Bash Brothers.
Goldberg? Yep.
Goldberg.
Cake Eater.
Don't forget Cake Eater.
That's Adam Banks from the Hawks.
Adam Banks, that's a very good name too for like, I don't know, like just like a boy.
It's like in Chad.
Yeah. 90s. I think Banks is used a lot in like movies. Just for
Is
yeah.
Banks supposed to be like he's one of the haves? Like he's like a rich kid or like a privileged stable?
Well, he was. Yeah. He was. They called him Cake Eater because he was like, he was on the good team, and then I don't know why he ended up on the Ducks, but he did. And damn it, Charlie brought him in to the fold.
Fine, I got it. Michael, take a deep breath.
I can't.
Well, I hope this doesn't set you off. Steve Martin in Father of the Bride, he's mm-hmm. Banks, right? And they're the Banks family. They're affluent. They have that nice house in Pasadena.
Yeah. Hey, Elizabeth Banks. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, she probably makes bank on some of her directing jobs, I would assume.
Booksmart? I would hope so.
Okay, so anyway, that was the kind of myth. And you know, David Wondrich is this cocktail historian who kind of comes in and says, like, that's actually not true. And then the story that is true is kind of boring. Actually. So kind of sad. It makes you sad. I'm happy he's out there doing the work. But here's the real story. It just made me think of, like, Hanford in our old-fashioned episode. You explained classic. That someone was ordering a whiskey cocktail in the old-fashioned way, right? Like
I use that story to impress people constantly when I'm out, and it always kind of does. It's always the same result.
Huh.
How interesting.
It impressed me.
All right. Interesting. You fumbled through that story. Took, longer than it should have.
You
anyway.
Stuttery bastard. No, but as a way of saying, like, as opposed to a sour or a highball, if you wanted a whiskey cocktail, you said in the old-fashioned way, and the original cocktails were sugar cube and bitters. So that's kind of what we're dealing with. Obviously, the Sazerac is, like, very similar to the old-fashioned. So the truth is more like in the, like, later than Peychaud was around, there was a different bar called the Sazerac Saloon, kind of a spinoff. There's multiple Sazerac businesses. Sazerac's just a name. I thought it would mean something, but it's just like a French name or something. But the bartenders at this place, they made the best whiskey cocktails, you know, in the old fashioned way, whiskey cocktail. And they were making them with not cognac, but rye, which had become more popular. And they were using Sazerac brand rye. For their whiskey cocktails. Then I learned there's something else called an improved cocktail. Back then is when if you add a little maraschino or a little absinthe, it was an improved cocktail. So adding absinthe, these guys were improving the cocktail.
Huh.
And that's pretty much what we're looking at here. But this is a hotly debated recipe, guys. We're going to do the IBA recipe, or at least that's what we've discussed.
Cognac.
Right. Here, IBA tells us 50 milliliters of cognac, 10 milliliters of absinthe, 1 sugar cube, 2 dashes, Peychaud's bitters. Mm. Interesting method here. Rinse in a chilled old-fashioned glass with the absinthe. So that's you're doing an absinthe rinse around the inside.
You're taking that 10 mil and you're just sort of like coating the inside.
You just swirl it around and then I guess you'll eventually dump it out. But so you swirl it around to coat the inside, add crushed ice and set aside. So you're getting that cup cold. Then Stir the remaining ingredients over ice in a mixing glass. Discard the ice and any excess absinthe from the prepared glass. Strain the mixed drink into the glass. Note, the original recipe changed after the American Civil War. Rye whiskey substituted cognac became, when cognac was hard to obtain, they switched to rye. Got it?
Right.
After the Civil War. Okay.
Yeah. Garnish with a lemon zest. Here's the thing, guys. I texted celebrity bartender Jack Schramm just now.
How is Schrammer?
He's doing good. He's up to his old tricks, I assume.
sure. Probably.
And here's what the Schramm man, I told him. Schrammer! It's Timmy K. I need your opinion. The slops are about to record an ep about the Sazerac, and we're going to use cognac instead of rye because that's what the IBA says. And within maybe 1 second, I get back, don't! Exclamation point. And he says, definitely, definitely go rye. It's also delicious with cognac, and cognac was the original recipe, but to really judge the drink and present it for the audience how it will be served if they order it at a bar, ooh, rye is the move. I personally like it with a split base, he says. An ounce of each. I would say first round try it rye, official judgment, and then fuck around with cognac. So the question we have for ourselves is...
how much does the IBA really matter to us?
And also, when we post this recipe on Instagram and say, hey, everyone, we're doing Sazerac, do we want every jagoff on the internet to look at our recipe and say, cognac?
Cognac.
Yeah. Well,
now, Jeffy, you bought us some rye, so we do have rye. Yes. Michael, do you have any rye?
I don't. I've got Jim Beam. Is that a rye? That's a bourbon whiskey. Is that rye bourbon?
Jim Beam, I think, is bourbon. Beam.
And I've got... And I've just got cognac, which I was going to use. But again, my cognac is...
Hennessy? Courvoisier? What the ease up? Courvoisier?
So it's got a little bit of the orange in it.
Oh, that's Grand Marnier, what you have.
Grand Marnier, that's what I mean.
Yo, you're going to be using Grand Marnier today?
Yeah.
So you're going to have an orange creamsicle...
And we'll be having a Sazerac, Michael.
So I'm already off the IBA.
So you're out there in outer space. I guess for you, the decision is Jim Beam bourbon or Grand Marnier orange liqueur with cognac.
I'm
going to
do the Jim Beam.
Okay. Jeffy.
Yes.
Should we start with cognac and then round two do rye? Or should we start with rye and then round two do cognac? Well, I just don't want people to be mad at me. I don't care.
Right.
Well, I think we need to go back to episode one, the mission statement of this podcast. Mm. Are we going through the IBA list, or are we going through what we think the Discord people are going to bully us into?
We can't be bullied.
Because
we
we've been bullied before.
I can't be bullied.
They can't have the slopheads bossing the slops.
Then, you know? Yes, then it becomes, you know, what we have on January 6th.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think
that works, but just you know what I mean.
I think just to stay the course and like honestly just for our pride to not be afraid of our own Discord, I think
I'm already terrified.
Well, we are doing the rye. We're just not starting with it.
I think we should do cognac and do the IBA first.
Yeah.
Or me and I at least am going to do cognac first, and then I would love to try rye on round 2.
Yes.
A round 2
that's
rye.
That's the thing to do. Because look, the idea isn't that we do whatever IBA wants and then we like it. Like, we oftentimes will do what they tell us to do, and then we're like, well, this is bad, you should be doing this. Or
the more common way is
to be doing this.
Speak truth to power is what
And I think it's
do?
Cool that on our pod, we say, we do the cognac, and then we make it with rye and say, folks, this is what you got to do. But for the recipe that we release, you're right, Tim, do we say cognac or rye
How about
on
this?
The recipe card?
Yes, we say cognac and then put a little note there, rye optional or whatever, just so that we don't get ridiculed. But then again, that's engagement, and then that drives likes.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, don't ridicule us.
We simply hate to be called out for our flaws.
don't share and comment.
Don't like and subscribe. Don't rate and review. I personally love cognac. I said last week on the Horse's Neck that I'm swapping cognac in for whiskey in all my drinks these days.
Whew. We've got ourselves a little cognac month happening here. Three shows.
Oh my god! Yes.
Yeah, I bet people appreciate it though because they're like, "Great, I have this stuff. I don't have to go fucking hunt."
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate it.
Between the sheets, horse's neck, and an original recipe Sazerac all have cognac. It's cognac month, folks.
Cognac month.
All right.
Cognac. Well, I am getting a little antsy, itchy, sort of shaky over here. Maybe we should get into this.
Let's get into this fucker.
Folks, we'll see you on the other side.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
Back with Sazeracs.
Sazeracs didn't yield much.
Cognac edition. Yeah, I wish. Look how pitiful that is.
It's supposed to be just the bottom, yeah.
I always, whenever I make a drink like that, I'm like, what did I not put in here?
Mike, your heater was rattling, and I was waiting for you to come back, and that rattle, I thought the sound was you doing a very irregular mix. I thought it was cubes clinking like
ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding. I had trouble with getting my sugar cube to dissolve, and I thought that maybe it would be better to do this like old fashioned, where you just put the bitters on the cube and muddle it. Like,
look, Tim, I got a lot of thoughts on how this is prepared. It's not very efficient for me.
The way they do it in New Orleans is like two old fashioned glasses right in front of you, and they make a big show of using one of them to mix the drink.
This whole notion of rinsing it with the absinthe, which is a pain, because I was just tilting the glass at 45 degrees and trying to roll the legs around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you basically rinsing it out with ice and chucking it anyway.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Also, slop heads, if you don't have absinthe, use any black licorice tasting Pernodes or whatever you got.
The absinthe, before I poured it out after I, rinsed it, I took a little sip, and it is intense by itself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just absinthe? Yeah.
It'll get you. Very high proof.
Well, sips.
Guys, let's get our saison.
Saison. Saison. Hmm.
Okay.
Mm.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It almost does have an old-fashioned-y type thing, because it's just sugar and cognac.
I did find a cognac, by the way. I had a small nip left.
Of what?
Of
VSOP?
Wait, what does that say?
Courvoisier?
It's like a brand. I can't see it from where I am, but it's like a brand that...
Henny?
It's like I know it's a cheap brand. I just know it.
instead of Henny, you got Penny.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but it's definitely in that genre. It's a little stiffy, you know. It's not. I mean, you're basically just having your cognac. But are you getting absinthe notes? I guess I'm smelling none. It when I
would really have to do a taste test back to back.
I expressed my lemon a little too much. I was really putting some elbow into it, so I'm really only smelling lemon.
Yeah, but that's a good smell. You want to smell that, not that absinthe. Oh,
I did. You're supposed to do two dashes, Peixos. I did two more.
Whew. You bad.
Yours. Mine's not as red as I think it's supposed to look.
Oh, this is very much an old fashioned. What do we do? What have we got?
Yeah, Tim, yours looks nice and red.
That's because of those Peixos. I'll tell you what. I also gave a little Peixod one dash. Two dashes for the drink, one dash for me up to the dome. Spicy. It's got some kick to it. And it's also got very anise-y.
And it's
now we know Angostura is...
They're both aromatic bitters.
But they're both alcoholic?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good. Good, 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 good.
Dude, what if you made a Trinidad sour but with fucking Peixod sour? That would be spicy.
Oh, Tim.
We have to have Gonzalez on the damn...
We had our chance. We did a whole. We threw a whole special for him. He didn't show up.
I emailed him.
I emailed him.
One email. Oh.
One email.
One email didn't rock his world and get him on the show. Oh.
One measly email.
You know, this is a nice. You know, when you're holding, I would have said this before, but when you're holding like a old fashioned glass like this, it's a little better with a little ice so you can hear it. But it's got that thing where you can be like, oh, what an afternoon. And you put the put the thing right up to your head.
Oh, I've been the cracking crawfish tails all me. Day. And
my bead throwing arm is so tired.
Oh, yeah.
We went different ways with this. I said I was like somebody had a bad day at the stock market. Tim was cracking crawfish and Jeff
throwing beads. Well, we each kind of did Nolans. Our things. That's the
no, stuff. I know. Yeah, I think you guys both went Nolans, but you guys took the New Orleans trip. I had to stay back at the firm.
Now that we're drinking these, it's funny to me that, and I was one pushing for this for like as a Mardi Gras thing to do this week. It's fun. Last year we did the hurricane, right? Famous party drink. You throw beads around and you go to a parade and you're naked and you're drinking a hurricane.
And it's an intense drink. Like there's a lot of stuff in it.
A lot of stuff in it. Although after our episode, I ordered the Pat O'Brien's mix, which people had made fun of because it's pretty much just like fruit punch mix. I actually really love it. But
there you go.
Now, saying that this was a Mardi Gras episode and drinking this drink, this is like a very... This feels a fancy little sipper. It's not a bead throwing vibe.
No.
This is like the Mardi Gras where all the college kids in the... The hooligans are down, in the parades, and up in the sort of casino rooms of the highest, the hottest hotels.
From Mardi Gras to Mardi Gras.
Town hall, back room, the elites assemble and drink Sazeracs.
And they decide the fates of all the drunkards on the street.
Are they, it
selling
was officially
their
named
bodies for beads.
City of Sleaze. That seedy, seamy Crescent City.
Sleaze dripping from Market Street. What's the, is it Market Street?
Sleaze shooting from their prostate glands out their erect penises.
Sure, some of the sleaze was caught in latex, but some of it was spilled upon the ground of Market Street.
No amount of Trojan's finest plastic can hold this sleaze.
Can hold the sleaze of this town. Yes, and that's where I make my buck.
Enter Ooh. Me. A character in this rant?
The sleaze guy.
Enter me. No, this guy is easy.
I speak detective. For the sleaze. Oh, yes. Yes, a detective. Detective.
I protect the sleaze, and I mingle with it just as well.
Oh, so you... Okay.
He is in and of the sleaze.
Sloppy what Boys movie, first? City of Sleaze. Hanford plays a detective down in the Crescent City during Mardi Gras. Yeah.
And it is called Market Street down there, right? Am yeah. I right?
Okay. No, it's Bourbon Street. And then you're Bourbon the detective. You're the main guy, the detective. And then me and Jeff do the voices of your balls.
I want to get us laid tonight. Come on, I got guarantee.
Guarantee. Would you two be quiet? I have to meet with the DA of this afternoon.
Ah, oh, we're covered in corduroy down here. The corduroy's too thick.
Just glad we're not covered in sleaze.
We can't breathe, Michael.
You fool. Yeah, his balls have to be out.
You, Michael, you do so much. You do so much commercial work for Manscaped. You'd think you could maybe use some of the product on us.
You gotta buzz these pukes. Then, guys, the climax. Mike is it's time in the trial. It's time for the closing arguments. Yeah. But Mike got too drunk on Sazerac, so he's passed out. But then his fly zips down, and me and Jeff hop out.
And you do the closing arguments, yeah.
Your Honor, the judge is a now who are these two
fine young gentlemen,
beardless men?
Your Honor, I submit that the prosecutor has passed out.
Yes.
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 And then the jury stands up. Yes, 12 yeses, please. Good movie.
Yeah,
that's not bad. That's not bad.
Because New Orleans is like a character in it.
Yeah.
You know, because of all the sleaze.
Yeah. So, are you saying sleeves?
It's all the sleeves.
The whole time I was saying sleeves.
Yeah. What time of year are we shooting this?
winter, if it's winter, we better have sleeves. The sleeve budget better be huge.
Now, where is Market Street? Is that, what is Market Street?
Oh, yeah.
Is that San Francisco?
There's probably a Market Street. There might be a Market Street in New Orleans. Bourbon Street is the famous.
Bourbon is the one I was trying to say, but now I don't know where Market Street is.
Commercial Street is Provincetown. I want to say Market Street is San Francisco. Hmm. Is that one? You know, when we, what's where we go to, like Vesuvio and those kind of, that little,
oh,
Italy,
yeah,
kind,
yeah,
of,
yeah. Yeah. That's where, like,
North Beach,
American Zoetrope is.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. That Market Street? No.
There's a way to find out.
Let's not get too geographic.
We could find out somehow. Some way.
I don't want to gloss over. I thought it was pretty funny when I said Smarty Gras.
Yeah, that was good. That was very funny.
That was good podcasting. That's the type of thing podcasters do. They say a little clever thing.
From Mardi Gras to Smarty Gras.
Hey, that's one for the Discord. They'll catch it. A lot of people in the comments will be like, I can't believe when Mike said this, it got nothing. Like, guys, we're not going to stop down and for an applause break for every line. We're spinning gold here 24/7. We don't have time.
Jeff, just let it go. Let the people who dig on you. Don't, you got to get out of those Discord rooms.
Yeah,
they're killing
comments,
you.
Comment section.
You're going to lose yourself in there. You're in too deep.
Yeah. Why do you do it to yourself, Jeff?
Oh. Mm. Ooh, it's good, but I can't wait
for the rye one.
Yeah.
The rye one.
You got the rye one, baby.
So wait, Tim, I want to go back to this carousel bar. It's a 16-minute round trip around. Does the bar, I know you've explained it before, but the bar moves like...
Yeah, but that's what's great. It's moving slow enough.
That's super
that you're
slow.
Not, you're not really clocking it, but then you like drink one Sazerac and you've like... you've been all over the room, and pretty soon the room.
Hey, Tim, where's the speed controls on that thing? Don't let me near that crank.
You finish. Wait, does the bar move? Like, does the bartender move? If the bartender was staying in one spot, would he be moving with you? I guess he would, or else he'd have to be walking while making a drink.
Huh.
Bartender's probably smack dab in the middle, right?
Smack dab in the middle, but I don't know if he rotates too, or if it, like, the rotating is extremely slow, so it wouldn't be too hard for him to. But I'm guessing he's rotating too, just so that if he sets up your two glasses for your Sazerac, so he doesn't have to do a little foot shuffle side to side the whole time.
I wonder if they timed it out, like, 16 minutes is an odd time. If they got, like, 16 minutes is around the time everyone finishes a drink.
I always think of a round of drinks as being 20 minutes.
I never even thought of the
now,
time.
And Tim, you've worked in a restaurant.
A restaurant that was a pizzeria, and I made the barbecue. So, I mean, I guess I'm not the authority.
Now, Tim, you know what I would do? Like, I was talking about the speed control. Crank it.
Oh, you want a little more power.
And the centrifugal force mixes the drinks.
Yeah. I love that.
Shakes them up.
It's centrifugal.
Save the wear and tear on your wrists and elbows.
And if you're too drunk, you get thrown off. Survival of the fittest.
Kind
of
like the Vomitron in Jackass Forever.
Did I tell you guys this drink? We know where this one a famous person who do we know that, did I tell you the story of the famous person in this drink?
You didn't tell me. Maybe you told Jeff the story of the famous person in this drink, but not me.
The two famous people involved in this. Okay, I'll tell you now. We all know Elton John.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Rocket Man.
The madman across the ocean. Mm-hmm. Well, he and Eminem, most recently from the Super Bowl halftime show, had a duet where they did Stand together. Was that the...
Yes.
Was that
Stand in the
at the
place
Grammys
where you
or
live.
Perhaps the MTV Music Awards. Well, they stayed friends and they see each other from time to time. And a lot of the times they'll get together either at, you know, Marshall's house or at Elton's house.
Yeah.
And whoever's house it is, they make dinner and the other
person eats it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the other person, well, they both eat it. And if they bring any plus ones, they will eat as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is such a very weird, specific arrangement they have. They both.
I know,
different.
And a weird way to tell a story. I'm trying to make sure I'm hitting certain beats, just so you're not left out of the whole story.
I appreciate it because this is a lot to take in.
It's a lot. Well, it's pretty roundabout.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about the carousel bar, so it's sort of round.
That's
it's got
probably,
me that round
what it is.
Feeling. So you got those two guys, superstars in their own right, different genres,
sure.
And they became friends. They do this thing. And there was a story, and actually it got recorded, one of them, because they're always recording stuff because they're musicians, and one of them kept his phone on, he was recording it. Anyway.
Musicians are always doing that, they roll.
Yeah.
Roll sound, that you'll hear them say.
Yeah. Well, so one of them accidentally rolled sound on this little conversation they had after dinner, and it was around cocktail time, because it for some reason, the two of them do cocktail hour after dinner. Whatever, they're musicians, they're artists, they are out there, man. And this little piece of tape got out, and I got my at this point in time pretty clean little mitts on it. And we can play it for you now if you want to hear it.
I would love to hear it.
It's great.
This is Elton John, post dinner with Eminem, and they're trying to figure out what to do for cocktail hour. Right. Oh, and I will say, there's something, too, that I need to bring up. Eminem.
Yeah, anything else we should know.
Oh, there's something you have to bring up.
Marshall Mathers, he famously just is more of like a beer guy or a wine guy. He didn't do cocktails much. So he doesn't know how to mix cocktails very well. Sometimes he needs help. But, I wonder if that'll have anything to do with this. But just go ahead.
Oh, great.
Sounds familiar.
Hey, Slim, since I made you dinner, maybe you can go ahead and mix me up a drink here. I'll say what to do, just follow along. see that bottle of bitters on the shelf? Well, get it down. Don't get a glass, I didn't say that yet. But maybe get some ice now for the Sazerac.
Yeah.
We're not gonna use our shakers tonight. We're gonna use a mixing glass. We need some absinthe too. A sugar cube. You know I drank this when I met the Queen of Sazerac. Eminem, you're getting it all over the place.
Well,
poor guy.
I'm forgetting something.
Ah, yes! Cognac! 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 In the Sazerac!
Yeah.
Marshall, this has been so much fun. Next time we get together, you make dinner and I'll make the drinks. Haha. Now, what type of drink would you like, Marshall?
A little bit of weed, it doesn't harm like a...
Oh, God. You haven't changed since I've met you, Marshall. Oh, careful, Marshall. It looks like you've spilled some of your Sazerac on you.
So this must mean I'm disgusting. It's just me, I'm just a scene.
No, it doesn't mean you're disgusting. It's fine, it's fine. Just give it to the maid. They'll have it washed and dried before you leave. So next time, if I make the drinks and you make dinner, what would you like to make, Marshall?
Oh.
A certain type of pasta from a certain lady.
Damn. My dad's fettuccine.
Oh, Marshall.
Wow.
Oh, crazy. My God. What a ride.
Crazy, those two.
I like, you know, sometimes when a British singer sings, they sound different when they speak. Like, you can really tell the difference between, like, I didn't know Elton John was one of these guys who sounded like, harumph, harumph, harumph.
Well, getting older, you know, getting jowly. Oh. It's just kind of, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when I was listening to this, I was thinking, like, my God, Elton really has to tell Marshall a lot of stuff. And then I remembered, Marshall is a beer guy, more of a beer guy.
Yeah, he doesn't beer know guy and wine. Just wine also was the big note there.
That's the note there. And it's just so strange because, like, that interaction they had really sounded very similar to Elton's song, Benny and the Jets, to the point where, like, Sazerac is just the ultimate perfect rhyme for Benny and the Jets.
Yeah, a lot of these musicians will go on the last sort of syllable of a word.
Yes, that's what they go on.
Yeah, they go on that.
I was wondering what they go on, but
that's what they go on. And oh, I mean, we should know that as musicians, we should go on that too.
Shit, yeah, let's start going on that. Let's make a plan to go on that.
To go on that specifically.
That was cool.
Can you believe
it? Really cool to hear.
I can't believe you got your hands on that. That's great, Mike.
I know. Well, it was floating around on one of the a website, so I just picked it up. Oh. Well, anyway, let's go make a second round. What do you think?
Well, hold on, Mike. Let me handle this part.
Maybe you should handle this. I don't. I'm a little lost.
Well, you know, you host the blowout. You know,
big hand bopper.
Big hand bopper. Folks, we're gonna go make round two of these. When we come back, we'll have our final thoughts. How about that?
I'm doing rye this time.
Me too. Rye.
I'll do the Jim Beam, which who knows?
Love it.
Who knows what the hell's going to happen there?
Folks, see you after the ads.
Peace.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, check this out.
What?
This new glass, one of those shorties.
Oh, whoa, shorties, cool. Like, shorties.
It's like a that's glass perfect. Ramekin or like from getting like creme brulee as a takeout.
Oh, it's a ramekin.
A little glass dish that's like a old-fashioned glass, but it's half height.
I like that.
And it's perfect for like this little guy.
That I would imagine smart. That's what like in like a Japanese, cool Japanese bar would be that style.
Ooh, yeah. Hey, are we back?
We're back. Guys. Oh, go ahead, Jeff. Bring us back in.
We're in, man.
Oh, I thought you usually do a bah, we're back.
No, sometimes there are these sort of like informal, like, you know, it's ease in.
Yeah. We should start doing that with the opening of the show. Like, we're just talking. It's like, have we started? Oh, we started. Oh, cool.
Oh, hey, didn't see you come in. That sort of thing.
Yeah. I did a little bit of a naughty thing. I left my absinthe in.
Michael!
Oh.
So you're going to have a licorice treat. I did a naughty thing too, where I, instead of dumping out my absinthe, I dumped it into my throat and ooh, burns the throat.
Jeff, how did you get naughty when you split?
No. I was a respectable boy through and through.
Respectable boy.
So me and Mike were naughty, and Jeff was oh so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Rye whiskey. Here we go.
I've been drinking it. It's definitely different.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the taste I'm more used to. I've in the maybe three Sazeracs I've had in my life, it tastes more like this.
Hmm. I can't tell because I did two different things, the absinthe and the rye whiskey, which wasn't even rye, it's bourbon, so who knows. But I do prefer the thing I had before.
I mean, I like Jack Schramm's idea of half and half. Cognac.
Yeah, because like this is so rye forward. I feel like, yeah, I'm just drinking some rye.
The Schrammer strikes again.
The cognac does taste more like my old-fashioned, the way I make an old-fashioned.
Mm.
Because it's sweet.
It's sweet, lemon, bitters, and, you know, cognac instead of bourbon.
Well, the thing about cognac is it's a Toy Story drink. You know, it's Woody and it gives you a glass.
Yeah, we didn't say that. They knew.
They knew damn well.
I like this, too. I mean, this is absolutely delicious.
Yeah,
it's great. I think you got to ask yourself, how do you Saz? You know, because if you want a little nicey, spicy with the peyote and the rye, it's a bright. If you want it bright, go rye. If you want it a little more warm, and I'm a cognac guy. I like that grapey stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Go cognac.
Man, next time I'm going to try it with the Grand Marnier. Wow, this is exciting.
Yeah, Schramm was really dunking on the cognac version, and I think they're absolutely both great.
Well, he wasn't saying it was bad. He was
just saying like as a Sazerac.
And he's just saying like for our listeners, like if you want to taste the Sazerac as ordered, it's rye. But Schramm actually did say he thought that cognac was delicious with it and that he personally likes to do the half and half.
Oh, listen to this. So I made some shots the other night and at my Super Bowl party. And I did, what the hell did I do? I did whiskey. Yeah, I did Jim Beam, 2-1 Jim Beam, and triple sec.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that, what would that, does that remind us of sounds, any drinks?
Sounds like SoCo or something.
Well, if you added fucking,
nice squeeze some lemon in it too.
Yeah, I was going to say lemon. Well, isn't that like a side, oh, a sidecar is cognac and triple sec and lemon. We made something that is.
Yeah.
That I was could've... whiskey triple sec lemon.
Yeah, it seemed familiar. But it was a good shot and it's a good, it's a little, it's not as rough. You know what I mean?
Mm. I'm a
plus,
fan.
It's also not as alcoholic. It's you know, you're pulling back a little bit on the alcohol.
I like that a lot. A shot, with, especially if you're doing a shot with a bunch of people, you go with a gentle shot. You ever say you're getting tequila shots for everyone, and you say chilled. Mm-hmm. You ever do that? The bartender no. the bartender pours the tequila into a cocktail shaker, shakes it up with ice. It makes it cold, but also dilutes it a little bit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And that's kind of a nice thing. So I'll sort of, sometimes if I'm making shots, especially beginning of the night, if I want to do like a lemon drop or a kamikaze or something, yeah. It's nice. You're having a shot, but it's diluted.
It's more welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of those low-proof Fireball cinnamons, have you guys ever been to a bar that doesn't serve liquor and they have like a house shot?
Like soju?
Maybe.
No.
Shoju is a Japanese cooking wine or something, right?
Right, and a lot of times at a restaurant that doesn't have a liquor license, they'll make cocktails with soju.
Yeah, and like I went to one, I think Brickyard Pub.
So they can only sell beer and wine then?
Yeah,
is
like
that not a liquor license.
Like they can only sell beer and wine, and then for whatever reason, Brickyard Pub is the one up in the valley, and I think there's one in Hollywood where, and they were like, you can have our house shot. And it was like...
when you walk in the door, you can have a house shot if you...
You can have a house shot. Because I remember being like, no alcohol, yet there's a house shot. And it's like they sort of make a fake liquor out of like wine or like limoncello or like grappa or something. They sort of have these weird little cheats where it's like, oh, it's only like 33%.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Well, you know, remember we went to...
bit weird.
We went to Rustic for the blowout episode and... We wanted Fireball shots, and they didn't have it, so he made us up something.
He's like, I could come up with something.
Yeah, when people ask for Fireball, I don't have it. This is what I make. Well, this is not at all close to what we wanted.
Does it taste like Big Red?
Also, the wings, where are the wings?
Hey, speaking of shots that are flavored like cinnamon, any of you guys watch Pam and Tommy?
No.
This is a Booze News type of item. Pam... orders shots. She's at a club the night she meets Tommy, and she wants to get shots for everybody in the house, and she orders Goldschlager shots. And I think it was like a very 1995 thing to do. And then I Googled around and saw, I don't know if it was specifically Goldschlager, but that is true that she had ordered a round of shots for everybody at the club that night. So maybe it was Goldschlager.
Oh, at the club. Oh, that's a lot. Oh, at the club.
At the club, bottle full of bub.
Yeah, everyone at the club on a Thursday afternoon.
All right, final thoughts? What do you think?
Here's my final thought. I like the first round better. And this is a nice addition to like the repertoire of like a kind of a the martini, what's another, like a Manhattan, sort of a classier
a stiffy
drink.
Stiffy, yeah. A little stiffy.
Mardi Gras stylies. Me too, I like it. You know what? Last Mardi Gras, on the very night, this was like first wave COVID. Mardi Gras happened in 2021, and we had not had our shots yet or anything. So we're still pretty much staying home.
Oh, wow.
I remember I wanted to have some fun, so we ordered. We had just done the hurricane on the sloppy pod.
Here I am. Okay.
And so we ordered some like shrimp, some like Cajun from a Cajun place in LA. And like
Cajun scrimples. Okay.
Shrimp lover?
Shrimp. It was a Glendale one. It was like Shrimp Street or something like that. And then I made hurricanes with the Pat O'Brien mix, and we watched King Creole, a terrible Elvis movie.
Uh-huh.
But now this is giving me more of a, now I'm thinking Mardi Gras 2022. I'm having Sazeracs, and maybe I'll order more of a étouffée. You know,
what's that?
Some it's a different dish, but I think I'm gonna keep it more classy. I'm not gonna be throwing beads. I'm gonna have this Sazerac, and it's gonna be a little more of a fancy Frenchy type.
You're product. In the back room with the judges.
Yeah, but I love
throwing
it.
Beads
this drink is
to
delicious.
Sipping meads.
I loved the cognac and I loved the rye, and I think I prefer the cognac, but they're both great. I'm curious to mix them both together, like Jack Schramm said.
Yep.
You know, if I was a teacher or something, and there was spring break going on, and I wandered into Mardi Gras, and I saw some of my students throwing beads, catching beads, I'd be like, "What is this? You guys shouldn't be throwing beads. You should be opening up your meads, notebooks."
Okay.
Hey,
your meads. Yes.
Mike. You shouldn't be drinking Sazerac. You should be going to your dorm and back to class. You're all going to fail if you behave this way during the finals.
Yeah.
And they say, "No, Mr. Hanford, this is Professor Hanford. This is, you know, our spring break. It's our time to cut loose before we really buckle down and nail those finals." I said, "Guys, I had it all wrong. I had you all wrong."
Now we're connecting as humans and we understand each other.
Yeah.
Mike, you joke. But you mentioned mead, and mead is a drink, is it not?
Yeah.
I said mead. I don't think you guys heard when I was saying.
You said.
From throwing beads to sipping meads. And I didn't think anyone heard that. Said, "Ooh, I'm going to reuse it as a notebook joke."
Sure, but here's what I want to say.
Sure, they both weren't funny.
That article about beverages that are allowed to be served at gas stations and bodegas in New York, it said. Beer and Fireball and mead. You can serve mead.
Sure.
So?
Mead. My God.
Mead.
And mead is a honey drink, right? It's like fermented honey.
Yeah, I went to like a mead orchard in NorCal, and it was very champagne-y, which is weird because I thought it was like going to be like medieval and like
yeah, like
stout.
Game of Thrones-y. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's floral and bright and nice.
Huh. What is Malort? Is that just a straight up liquor, or would that be something
wormwood
that could maybe
liqueur?
Could that fly under the radar of one of these laws?
I think it's distilled because it's a wormwood liqueur.
Not that you'd want to.
Yeah, not that you'd want to. God.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where you can subscribe and you get the Sloppy Boys blowout. That's our weekly bonus episode. And our monthly bonus episode, Questions for Lennon. How about that? Hey, Mike, who do we got in the pipeline?
What are we in March now?
Yes.
We got Lisa Gilroy.
Woo! Oh!
Very funny. Very funny character.
Fuck. Yep. She's great.
Very funny. Yeah.
And here is track one off our first album. Listen for the Sazerac reference. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sloppy Boys with Tom Collins.
Once you hear Sazerac in the song, you got to do a shot.
That's the drinking Sazerac game.
You got to drink one of every cocktail that you hear.
Over your lifetime. If you drink. If you don't, that's fine too.
Honor system too, because we have no way of checking up on this.
Bye, folks.
Warlet for a dark and stormy, I'd slip you a fiver for another screwdriver and leave a Mondo tip for a mint julep. If you know what I mean, I know you know what I mean. And if I ever meet Tom Collins, I'll kiss him on the lips and squeeze his little hips. Do some twirling. send an edible arrangement to my travel agent, 'cause they had free booze on my Carnival cruise. Hey kid, can you tell me what's Australian for beer? And then what's Australian for puke? 'Cause I just chundered here. If you know what I mean, dear God, do you know what I mean?